Welcome to Season 2 of Dead Tribe Paranormal with hosts John Sharena and Kelly Gilbert. Produced by Dan Gilman. You can listen to our show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and our website at echopodmedia.com. Also visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Do you have a story that you'd like to share? If so, you can email me at DannyEcho@echopodmedia.com. This is EchoPod Media.
I was in Mexico, my boyfriend, actually, and this other couple, and we were in Tulum, which is touristy, but it's not. We stayed in a hut with no electricity. So we were in like this, like cement, whatever kind of like hut, and there's no electricity in it, and it was really small, whatever. And my little brother had just passed away, so I was having a moment when we were there, and we were laying in the bed, and I was hysterically crying. Like, he was crying, I was crying, crying so hard, like, just really hard, like, in my gut, you know? And the way that the room was set up is the room where the bed was like where it was. And then there was a little archway that went into the little bathroom. And it was dark. So obviously the only lighting we had was through the window from like the sun reflecting off the ocean or the stars or whatever. So it was like lit from the outside. I was talking about him and crying and crying. And I looked up and in the archway to go into the bathroom, there was a shining, glowing, speckled silhouette of a boy. And I saw it, and Ryan saw it, and we were both looking at it, and I was like, oh my God. But it all happened in like 2 seconds, you know what I mean? Like, I saw it, oh my God, and then this beam of light, it shot out the bathroom window, and I stopped crying instantly, and I was like, oh my God, he is here with us. Like, he was totally felt my pain, and he was totally there with me. And Ryan, of course, was like, fuck that. So he went outside with a flashlight. He's looking around the hut. He's looking around the beach. He's looking for a person or somebody that had, like, a flashlight, and he's like, he couldn't find anything. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, chill. But I felt this whole, like, sense of, like, serenity come over me where I was like, dude, it's fine. Like, just accept it. Like, it was totally Polly. Like, he was totally, like, chilling out with us because he saw I was so sad. And it made me feel 100 times, but I was happy after that happened. And he was like, there's no way that was that. And even to this day, if I bring it up to him, he's like, I don't want to talk about it because he knows I'm right. So that was really crazy, too. And then I was living in San Diego when he died, and I was really depressed, so I started doing drugs. I don't know if you want to put that on the air, but I started doing lots of drugs, And I had been up, like, I think I might have slept that night, I might have not, I don't know, and I was really depressed, and I was kneeling on my bed, at the end of my bed, and I had my head, like, on my bed, and my mom had said that she had dreamt about him, and, you know, my aunt had dreamt about him, and I was like, I'm fucking going crazy, I'm like, I'm losing myself, I'm like, Paul, you need to help me, like, I don't know what to do. I was away from my family, I didn't have any support there that knew him or me well enough to, like, be able to comfort me. So I was just crying to him, and I was like, please just do something to help me. Do something to save me. Like, I'm losing my mind. And that night, I went to bed, and I had a dream. And in my dream, I was watching TV, and he was playing football on TV because he used to play football in high school. And I was watching him play football, and my dad was in the room, and he walked in the room while I was watching him on TV. And he walked up to me in my dream, and he took my face, and he kissed me, and he said, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. And I woke up from that dream, and I moved out of San Diego. I quit doing drugs. I went up to San Francisco, and, like, it was a sign to me. But, like, that happened to be that night that I was freaking out, talking to him, crying. He came to me in my dream. My mom has a lot with my brother. My mom, I swear my mom's connected somehow to, like, the spiritual, whatever. Like, my mom's amazing, but she's had so many stories about my brother that has happened to her, and I believe everything she says because I have to, and it gets her through her day, you know, to believe that these things are happening to her to keep her connected or whatnot. But she's seen a bunch of mediums. She's has one lady specifically that she goes and talks to, who I actually met, and she wrote me a letter about my brother and you know, this and that, whatever. But my mom has a ton of stories about that. You know, her car doors would unlock, or she'd be talking to him, and they'd lock and unlock, and butterflies, the medians or people she spoke to always said that he comes to her as in butterflies and in hawks, like eagles. You know, butterflies would always land on her finger when she'd be out gardening where they used to garden or whatnot. My aunt was driving and there was like an eagle or hawk, I don't know what it is, flying around her car, and then it like pretty much like flew into her window and up. And there was something about they were talking about my brother that day or something about it, and I don't want to like underestimate how.
Hello world, you're listening to Echo Pod Media.